Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Yeah, it's Monday morning. That means my dad's going to call in and tell a joke. And 312-981-7200 for talk and text, 312-981-7200. You can also follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show. Best way to stay connected, though, is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show. So over the weekend, our good buddy Sven Gulli showed Abbott and Costello go to Mars on Saturday. Dan, have you ever seen Abbott and Costello go to Mars?
Can't say that I have.
Esmeralda, have you ever seen Abbott and Costello go to Mars?
Not.
We had a texter wonder what year it was made, roughly.
50s? Yeah, I don't know the exact one. 50s for sure. But here's the thing about it.
53.
Here's the thing. For a good portion of the movie, they don't even go to Mars. They think they're on Mars, but they're actually in New Orleans during Mardi Gras. But they think they're on Mars, and because everybody's got these crazy, you know, masks, and they've got these crazy giant heads for Mardi Gras, that they think that they're Martians. And then there are two escaped convicts who match the body type of Bud and Lou. Tall, thin guy, shorter, you know, chubby guy, who escaped from prison and hijacked the rocket that Bud and Lou were on. And then there's like a bunch of women who fall in love with Lou. Like these magic, I don't even know what to say about this movie. So anyway, it's a weirdo movie. And that got me thinking about comedy teams. And then we'll talk about, because obviously Abbott and Costello is one of the legendary comedy teams of all time. So we're going to talk about that coming up after the news. And if you watched it over the weekend, I don't know, you try to make sense of it for me. All right, the news is up next. Oh, yeah. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich will have the opening bell at 5, and my friend and yours, the great Steve Cochran, at 6 for your morning drive. My dad is going to call in and tell a joke. It's Monday. So Monday morning, we hear a joke from my dad, and that'll be coming up a little bit later on. But right now, we're going to be talking about comedy teams. Who are the funniest? Who are your favorites? 312-981-7200. And again, as I mentioned over the weekend, Sven Gulli showed Abbott and Costello Go to Mars, which is a really weird movie. It's just a very, very strange movie. And so that got me to thinking about some of the great. Now, Abbott and Costello obviously are one of the legendary comedy teams of all time. You know, from the vaudeville stages all the way through, you know, they did radio, they did television, they did movies, they did everything. And of course, a lot of their routines have been classic, including, of course, you know, Who's On First, which is one of the classic comedy routines of all time. One of the things that I always forget is just how mean Bud Abbott is to Lou Costello. He's like, he's really mean to him. He's yelling at him all the time. He slaps him. You know, wishes really bad things to happen to him. It's like, why are you hanging out with this guy? Why, Lou, you could find better friends than Bud. He's a jerk. He treats you terribly. You go back and watch some of those Abbott and Costello movies, like Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein, which is a legendary movie, a classic. Where all of the, you know, the big classic Universal monsters are in there, you know, and Abbott and Costello in there too. But he's such a jerk to Lou in that movie. And he's a jerk to him in the Go to Mars movie, where they don't really go to Mars. So yeah, if you've seen Abbott and Costello Go to Mars and can make any sense out of it, I would, next time we have Rich on, Dan, we're going to have to talk about what he thinks of the Abbott and Costello Go to Mars, because it's so weird. So weird. But yeah, Abbott and Costello, they're up there really, really high on the list of great teams. But there have been a ton of them, and it doesn't necessarily have to be just two. It could be more than two. And of course, you know, right near the top of the list for me are the Three Stooges. Dan, were you a Three Stooges kid? Did you watch the Stooges?
You know, here and there, you know, the CIU would, you know, run them as part of that block. There was a little bit of animation in there, too, with George of the Jungle and things like that.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, it was one of those things where we kind of enjoyed them, but it wasn't on enough where, like, we got entrenched in them.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I watched them. I mean, they were, it was, you know, I watched it religiously when I was a kid, man. I love the Three Stooges. And Esmeralda, did you ever watch the Three Stooges when you were a kid?
No, I didn't.
No. And I know that's it's more of a guy thing. I know women who like the Three Stooges, but it's more of a guy thing, the Stooges. But yeah, no, the Three Stooges, I think they're fantastic. By the way, he's showing a Three Stooges movie next week. Sven is. Geez, I forget what it was. He's showing a Three Stooges movie next week. So, and he knows his Stooges, considering, you know, Rich was the host of Stoogeypalooza. I was actually lucky enough to appear on that show with Rich invited me down to the studio, and I appeared on Stoogeypalooza, and he purposely programmed the entire, because it was 2 hours. The show was 2 hours. It was Stoogeypalooza, and it featured Rich introducing the shorts, and they were always uncut. They were, you know, they were never edited, and they were the full versions that they would not interrupt with a commercial. Then he'd come back and talk about the episode itself, and then about the Stooges themselves. And he was kind enough to, because for people who are regular listeners, I think you know that my favorite Stooge is Shemp, and that's not the most popular choice. Most people love Curly. Everybody loves Curly. I prefer Shemp. So Shemp is my favorite Stooge. So when Rich invited me down to be on Stoogeypalooza, it was in September, and he said it's Shemptember. So every short that he programmed the night that I was there on the show was all Shemp, and he did that for me. So it was nothing. It was 2 hours of Shemp. I'm sure a lot of people were really thrilled by that. But then he gave me a quiz on Shemp, and I got every question wrong. He gave me three questions. I got every question wrong. Every one of them. Dean Richards, by the way, was on Stoogeypalooza, got every question right that he asked him. Dean, big Stooge fan. Dino's a big Stooges fan, and he was very impressive because they weren't very easy questions. And Dean was like, yeah, I got it. He answered, he didn't even take a beat. But I got every question wrong. Here I am proclaiming to be the biggest Shemp fan on the planet, and I get three questions wrong about Shemp. Rich was very nice about it, though. So,
do you remember the questions?
What was his real name? Where did the name Shemp come from? The nickname Shemp came from, and it came from his mother, who's also Curly and Moe's mother. It came from his mother, and her accent. His name is Samuel. His name was Samuel, and she would say Shemp instead of like Sam. It would come out Shemp. And so that's where that came from. And I can't remember the other two. But they were Shemp-related questions, and I got them wrong. So. Oh, man. The Stooges, I used to watch constantly. And they had, when I was a kid, in the 70s, Channel 32 would show, it would be the Three Stooges Little Rascals Hour. So it would be an hour of Stooges and Little Rascals. So they'd show a Three Stooges short, and then they would show Little Rascals and Three Stooges and Little Rascals. So maybe it was, at one point, it might have been 90 minutes. I can't remember, but I know it was a big block. It was at least an hour of the Little Rascals and the Three Stooges. Every day I watched it, every single day. So here's Carrie on WGN. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, good morning, Nick.
Hey.
So I've got a comedy team and comment on the movie last night. I've seen the movie several times, and you're right, it is very, very bizarre.
It's so weird.
It's so weird. And my wife and I watch Sven every week. And even if, you know, part of the shtick is they're bad movies, right? A lot of times. They're classic.
Yeah.
But sometimes that's the shtick.
Yeah.
But so she had seen it once before with me. And so I'm flipped, you know, last night, like always, like go to Sven, and she starts yelling. She's like, I'm not watching this again. She's yelling at me. She's like, smiling. I'm like, okay, that's fine. So she drew the line there. She drew the line there with Sven.
Yeah.
she remembered it from the first time, and yeah, how bizarre it was.
Yeah.
And then as far as comedy teams go, Bob and Ray.
Ugh.
And Yeah, and it's, I just thought about that the other day because I was thinking about Chris Elliott, Get a Life, you know, the TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Was great, that didn't last long enough. But, you know, his dad on the show was his real dad.
Yeah.
Hart Bowden Ray.
Yeah, yeah.
And I started thinking about it. I really need to hone up on my Bob and Ray because they were old when I discovered them. I actually discovered him kind of because of Chris Elliott once he got, you know,
right,
popular.
Right.
So I really want to go back and actually listen because the bits I've heard are really, really.
Oh, they're legendary. We've played a lot of Bob and Ray on the show. When each of them died, we would do it. Who was it? Ray died. No, Bob died last. Bob Elliott.
Bob died last, correct. Yeah,
he died last. Ray died actually a bunch of years ago. Bob died like, what about Dan, 3-4 years ago, something like that?
Yeah, about that, because we had an author on right around, you know, right after the passing.
And we played some legendary bits, Kerry. I mean, there's those guys, Bob and Ray were geniuses. They were so funny. And you know, their chemistry was great. The material was smart.
Right.
And they were great, man. You know, whenever you dig deep into the Bob and Ray, almost all of them are gems, man. Yeah.
Yeah, and their style fits my humor. It's, you know, it's a different style of humor. It's more dry wit.
It's offbeat, very dry. And yep. And
the timing,
and,
like the timing.
Exactly. So, all right. Yeah. All right, Kerry, thanks, man.
Thanks, sir.
See ya. I love the fact that his wife put her foot down on the, I am not watching Abbott and Costello go to Mars again. I can't say I blame her. It's just a really bizarre movie. Really bizarre. Okay. All right, let's take a break. And we've got more comedy teams. Who are some of your favorite comedy teams in honor of Abbott and Costello and going to Mars, even though they were in New Orleans during Mardi Gras and thought they were on Mars? It's a hard movie to describe, man. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Hey, it's a Monday morning. My dad's going to call in and tell a joke because it's a jokey-jokey time every Monday morning. My dad likes to call in, tell a joke, get your work weave started off with a laugh. Our phone number and text number, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 for talk and text. We're talking about comedy teams. Thanks to our good friend Sven Gulli showing a truly bizarre movie this past weekend, Abbott and Costello Go to Mars. And Have Rocket Will Travel. Thank you, Dan. That's the Three Stooges movie that Sven is showing Saturday. Have Rocket Will Travel. Well, there's comedy teams traveling around in space seems to be a theme for the first couple of weeks here. I just wanted to mention my favorite Stooge short of all time. It's a shimp, and it's called Sing a Song of Six Pants. Sing a Song of Six Pants. In it, the Stooges play tailors, and they owe a lot of money to Skin and Flint. And there is a reward for the capture of this guy, this criminal named Terry Hargan. And Terry Hargan comes into hides from Vernon Dent, who plays a cop, hides from him in their tailor shop, and then he leaves his clothes there. And so they have to come back and get it, and they send in a girl and everything, and then the whole thing ends with a big fight and everything. And it is the funniest, to me, it's the funniest short in Three Stooges history. It's like for gag after gag after gag and joke after joke after joke. Obviously, it's got the physical stuff that's very funny, but there's also some verbal stuff that's really, really funny. It's the hardest I laugh at any of the Stooges shorts. Sing a Song of Six Pants, 1947. And in fact, I was just looking this up. That was the 102nd short film from the Stooges. That was 102nd short film. And that ended up being my favorite. So, oh, boy. All right, let's see. Here is Steve from Galesburg on WGN. Hi, Steve.
Yeah, John Ratzenberg and George Wendt, Cliff and Norm.
Yeah, they're great.
You can't beat them.
Yeah, no, they're great. They're absolutely hilarious. And they've, you know, become classic characters. I remember, you know, the first few seasons of Cheers, Ratzenberg's name wasn't even on the credits.
The beginning. The intros, no.
Yeah, no. But as the years went by and they became two of the most, you know, iconic characters on that show, Ratzenberg got a nice push and became like one of the co-stars at the beginning of the credits. So, all right, Steve, thank you, sir.
I just want to toss that in the hat.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
All right, take care. Cliff and Norm. Legends. Harold said, what about the Keystone Cops? Keystone Cops, hilarious. Hilarious. If you've never seen the Keystone Cops, if you might be too young, a lot of people might be too young to remember the Keystone Cops. They were very physical and very out there, and it was just great physical comedy. 920 says, Laurel and Hardy, the best ever, and then never be equaled. My dad would agree with that. My dad loves Laurel and Hardy, and that was mentioned earlier by Carl Amare when I was talking to Carl and Lisa, you know, about what was coming up on the show this morning, and Carl mentioned Laurel and Hardy. Steve says, I never tire of watching Laurel and Hardy movies. My favorite is The Music Box. Thanks. Mike from Novak Construction, Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor were a good team. Yeah, they were. They were really good together. They did, let me see if I can name all their movies. I think they did four. Silver Streak, Stir Crazy, See No Evil, Hear No Evil, and Another You. I believe those were the four that they starred in. Stir Crazy being the best of all of them. 708 area code said Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon. Yeah. Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon were brilliant. They were so good together, especially when they did Karnak. When Johnny would do Karnak, the timing that they had together, the way that Ed played off of Johnny, it was magic to watch those guys. And they were great, you know, on with guests as well. You know, he was a great second banana, Ed McMahon. He was great. And Johnny Carson, obviously, a legend. And those two guys worked fantastic together. 847 area code says Ralph Cramden and Ed Norton. That's the ultimate right there. That's a comedy duo right there. Art Carney, Jackie Gleason, doesn't get much better than that. The brilliant thing about that was that they never rehearsed. Gleason hated to rehearse. He hated it. He wanted to be as quick and spontaneous as possible. And, you know, and he expected everybody that he worked with to be on their toes and be ready to maybe improvise or change. So much so that if he forgot a line, he had like these physical things that he would do to tell the other actors that he didn't know what the next line was or the next beat was. Like he would touch his lapel in a certain way. Or adjust, you know, whatever he was wearing, or is it a tie or something like that? But there was like a lapel thing that he would do to indicate to Audrey Meadows or Joyce Randolph or Art Carney or whoever the guest actors were that he didn't know where they were in the script because he didn't want to rehearse. So the other actors would be required to pick up a line or two that Jackie Gleason was missing. But it never played that way, man. It always played. You know, it always played professionally and great, and obviously the chemistry between everybody on that cast, but especially between him and Art Carney, magic. That's a comedy team. Here's Mike on WGN. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
All right, man.
I got the Pythons.
Oh yeah, and, sure.
That Dudley Moore and Peter Cook.
Classic.
Yeah. And also people forgot. Well, actually, you had. My guy on your show a little while ago from Fireside Theater.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fireside Theater, classic. I mean, that was one of I discovered Firesign right around the same time as Python, and it was one of those things where it's like, oh, okay, this is the direction of my comedy right here. This is the way I'm going to go. Because those were both so weird and out there and so original. And to discover them right around the same time was pretty kind of life-changing in terms of, like, comedy.
That's cool. Don't forget the Goon Show, man.
Yeah, the Goon Show, fantastic. The Python guys will tell you that that's what influenced them.
I know.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Mike, thanks, man.
All right, Nick,
take care. Yeah. All right, how about Cheech and Chong, who will be the future stars of Bong Marine? So, Cheech and Chong, they were great, man. They were absolutely fantastic. I grew up listening to their albums and, you know, their comedy records. They were great. And then the movies. The movies turned out to be, you know, ridiculous. But I still don't know, Dan, I don't know how... They made that for the first hour of, I've mentioned this before, the first hour of Up in Smoke, their first movie, is pure genius, the first hour of it. I mean, you know, it kind of gets really silly, you know, towards the, well, silly for the entire movie, but but it's not quite as funny. That last like half an hour, 20 minutes is not nearly as funny as the first hour, which is just brilliantly funny. But the thing is, I really, to this day, I don't know if they were completely baked and completely stoned when they made the movie, or they weren't, and they're the greatest actors on the planet because it was the most, it's the most convincing stoned performances by a cast I've ever seen. So either they're geniuses and the greatest actors of all time and they were straight, or they lucked into it and somehow they made a flawless hour being completely stoned. I think they were high. That's just my guess. That's just my, I don't know. I'm going to say they were high. Dan, would you say they were high?
I'd put money on
it. Yeah, I would too. All right. That's quite an accomplishment, though, to be stoned like that and make something brilliant. That's weird. All right, we got to take a break. The news is coming up after this. Yeah. Hi, welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Good morning. It is Monday morning, and my dad's going to call in just a few minutes to tell a jokey joke. And, yeah, and we're here until 5. Steve Grzanich follows at 5 with the opening bell and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your Monday morning drive. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking comedy teams, great ones, and some of the funniest ones. And, yeah, and we're in honor of Abbott and Costello being shown this past weekend on Svengoolie, a very weird movie, but, an interesting one nonetheless. So we've been talking about some of the best comedy teams of all time. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't mention Martin and Lewis. Martin and Lewis, I mean, obviously Jerry Lewis, you know, a comedy god to me and one of my heroes. And Martin and Lewis, I would have killed to have seen them live, man. You know, Orion did, as you've heard.
Yeah. Yeah.
He regaled me with that story about how he saw him, and you saw Martin and Lewis. And he said they were insane. Like, they would just go out and, like tear the place up. They'd go out and, like, steal steaks off of people's tables and stuff and knock stuff over. They were just nuts. They would come out and just be completely nuts. And they had an amazing run. And, you know, their movies are pretty great, too. And, yeah. I mean, you know, Jerry Lewis would be the first to say that he would always say this. He would always say that that Dean Martin was the hero of the team, and that he was the best straight man that ever lived. I mean, he's got to contend with a lunatic, you know. You got suave Italian singster, you know, song singer, and in skinny maniac, and that was what was special about what they did together, how they worked well together. But Martin and Lewis way up there on the list of the best comedy teams of all time. Here's Steve on WGN. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Nick. Hey. I wanted to tell you guys back in Buffalo when I was a kid, my grandfather took me and my brother to the University of Buffalo because Mo Howard, you were talking about, the Stooges, had, I believe, written a book, or I think it was his last tour ever by himself, and they actually went to the trouble of broadcasting on these speakers in certain parts of the university outside because there were so many people.
Yeah.
His speech, yeah. And I'll never forget that. And my grandfather used to love the Three Stooges. My mom's parents would let us watch, but my dad's would not, because, you know, they thought, like, you know, we would fight and stuff.
Right, because the violence was, you know, yeah.
And I just wanted to say, man, I love the Marx Brothers. Mm. They're my favorite thing ever. Groucho and all those guys just made me laugh so hard when I was a little kid.
Yeah, they're the best, man. The Marx Brothers are unbelievable. Duck Soup's one of the greatest comedies of all time.
And, Cheech and Chong?
Yeah.
The Wedding Album. The Wedding Album, yeah, is the best album that they've ever made, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you. The Wedding Album is classic. It's great stuff. All right, Don, thanks, buddy.
Take care.
Yeah. Esmeralda, I know you've seen Duck Soup.
Mm-hmm.
Because we saw it at the same time when we broke Guinness World Book of Records record.
Yeah.
And that is a funny movie. Yeah, the Marx Brothers are legends. I did want to mention, what was I going to mention here that we were just talking about? I can't remember now. It'll come back to me. Here's Don on WGN. Hey, Don.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
I'm from Chicago, calling from Chicago Heights. I wanted to remind you of the man-woman teams that were so great, starting with maybe Burns and Allen.
Burns and Allen, you know, Allen was the hero of that duo. She was brilliant.
It usually is the woman and the men, women, when they, the man is usually a straight man.
Oh, yeah, Gracie. Gracie was a comedic genius. She was unbelievably funny. And, and you're right, and Desi and Lucy, same thing.
And then after that, Mike Nichols and Elaine May.
Mike Nichols and May. By the way, Elaine May is going back to stage. And she's going to she's going back to Broadway this fall. And she's 85. And she's doing a play with Michael Cera on Broadway, and that might be a reason to go to. Might be a reason to go to New York.
Well, Burns made it almost to 100, right?
So. Yeah, true, true. Okay, Don, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you get to hear a lot of these. By the way, I just want to mention that a lot of these teams that we're talking about did radio, and you can hear it. You know, a lot of these things you can hear with Carl and Lisa on Saturday and Sunday nights at 11 o'clock when they do WGN Radio Theater. And they've had Burns and Allen. They've had all these, you know, a lot of these classic Abbott and Costello, Martin and Lewis. A lot of these great teams you can hear on the WGN Radio Theater. You'd be remiss if you didn't mention Lemon and Matthau. Jack Lemon, Walter Matthau. So many movies together. So hilarious. And, how many movies did they make together? I want to say they made maybe 7 or 8. Together, because there were 2 odd couples, there were 2 grumpy old men. Grumpy old men, by the way, featuring our morning man Steve Cochran as a weatherman. And I still tell Cochran this all the time. The highlight of his career is being yelled at by Walter Matthau. What does he say? Shut up, fat ass. Because it's like Cochran is this obnoxious weatherman, and Walter Matthau is sitting on the chair watching the TV, and Cochran's being a smarmy weatherman making jokes, and Walter Matthau goes, "Shut up, fat ass!" I'm like, that's the greatest achievement in Cochran history. Come on, who wouldn't want to be told to shut up, fat ass, by Walter Matthau? Odd Couple is one of my favorite movies of all time. I could watch The Odd Couple anytime, I just love that movie so much, and they're both so great in it. And they did the 2 Grumpy Old Men movies. They did 2 Odd Couple. They did Out to Sea. They did The Front Page. A Buddy Buddy. Now that's 7 already. So they didn't. Buddy Buddy. A Fortune Cookie. The Fortune Cookie was another one. Billy Wilder directed about 3 or 4 of them. But yeah, they were so great together. Just so great. I mean, yeah. What else we got here? Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi. Your Blues Brothers guys. Dan Aykroyd, John Belushi, they were great together. On SNL, obviously, and then going into the Blues Brothers and other stuff, but they were terrific together. And even Dan, what's the first thing that pops into your mind for comedy teams?
You know, coincidentally, one conventional one. Not it was the Aykroyd and Belushi because Blues Brothers kind of hit at that age, where it was starting to kind of get comedy, and being from Chicago and all the mythology with it, and. Also just, being like, wait, you can put really good music in a movie like that. So, I remember, really vividly that one. The unconventional choice, but one that I know you'll agree with were Pat Hughes and Ron Santo.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for people who don't remember what that was like, we literally called it the Pat and Ron Show here.
Yeah, that's what they called it.
Yeah,
it wasn't the Cubs broadcast. It was the Pat and Ron Show.
The Pat and Ron Show.
Yeah.
We mentioned him a few times last week in terms of Brant Brown and things like that. And,
right.
Just some of the old clips start playing into your heads and,
Larry Jag.
Larry Jag.
But no, my favorite is, there's a guy down there screaming, somebody ought to shoot him. That's my favorite. That's my favorite clip.
Mine is, you have wonderful eyes, Patrick.
Yeah.
You're not so bad yourself.
Yeah, and we used to do the Pat and Ron show highlight show on my show, highlight reel on my show, and we had listeners listen to the games when they were broadcast here on GN, and they would mark down, you know, much like they do for the Friday's segment, they'd mark down like the day, time, and all that stuff, and then we'd play back every week, and we'd have tons of clips every week during the baseball season. Tom, we've got hours of I've got hours of that stuff. It's gold. And yeah, those, no, that's that, you're absolutely right. That Pat and Ron, very special to listen to those two guys. How about Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner? That's a good one. The 2,000-year-old man stuff. You know, they still like go out to dinner like every week. Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner. They're both in their 90s and they still like see each other and every week. Can you imagine what that's like to have dinner with those two guys? Man, oh man, you wouldn't be able to eat anything because you'd be laughing the whole time. So brilliant guys. And they're still going, man. They're still going. God bless them. All right. 312-981-7200 for talking text. We're talking comedy teams. And again, speaking of comedy teams, Fenn, this Saturday coming up, Have Rocket Will Travel with the Stooges. Which who's the third Stooge in that one? Is it Curly Joe or is it Joe Derita? Which Joe is it? Because I know it's not Curly and I know it's not Shemp. I don't know what Joe it is, but we'll have to find out.
As we wait for the Sven Gulli.
Joe Derita, it's either or Curly Joe. Joe Besser, maybe it's Joe Besser.
I think it's Joe Besser.
It's Joe Besser, probably. Not so hard! That's another thing that Rich told me, was like he would get hate mail because he would purposely do one episode where it would be all Joe, like 2 hours of Joe. And in the title of the episode, every time they did it was, oh no, it's Joe. Because everybody hates all the, you know, nobody likes Joes, the Joes. The Joe Besser, Joe Derita, they don't like, nobody likes the Joes. So sometimes Sven Gulli would do an entire 2-hour episode dedicated all to Joes, and people would go nuts. Rich said that he would get so much hate mail. People hate the Joes, especially Joe Besser. People can't stand Joe Besser. So Saturday, Sven, you better get ready for some hate mail because Joe Besser's in Have Rocket Will Travel.
All right, finally got to it. Joe Derita.
It's Joe Derita. Okay, well, they don't like him either. Derita's better than Besser. I'll say that. Although Besser, I will give him credit where credit is due. Joe Besser by himself, when he was just a single act, very funny. Very funny. But he was just so different than Curly that people were like, I don't like this at all. So... All right, well, we have to break. My dad's going to call in and tell a jokey time. Any comedy teams, Esmeralda, that popped into your head?
The first one that I thought of, and I don't know if you said it or not, was Gene Wilder.
And Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
Yeah, we mentioned that. Yeah, that was great. How about Tina Fey and Amy Poehler?
Oh, right.
That's a good one. You know, hosting those shows together and doing all that cool stuff. They're great together. Let's see what else. Somebody said to Jay and Silent Bob.
Well, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. They're a team.
Right.
You know?
And they were in stuff aside from their own movies.
Yeah, they've been in a few things, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, outside of that. Bob Hope, Bing Crosby. The Road movies, those are legendary. How about Seth Rogen and James Franco? They've been in a bunch of stuff together.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Let's see. Patrick in Texas says Dan Rowan and Dick Martin from Laugh-In, they helped define the 60s.
The Smothers Brothers.
The Smothers Brothers are definitely
a good
comedy team, no question about it.
Sonny and Cher.
Well, they're a duo.
They did comedy.
Yeah, of course. 608 area code Stiller and Mira. Jerry Stiller and Ann Mira. That's Ben Stiller's parents, and of course... Frank Costanza. Mm-hmm. This is Frank Costanza. They were great, Stiller and Mira. They were hilarious. 630 area code says Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas. Oh, yeah. Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hoser. 847 area code. What about the comedy team of Pink Lady and Jeff?
I was just thinking of that.
Were you really serious?
I was. Because I was like, I wonder if that...
Well, they were they were an attempted comedy team.
Wasn't that a trio?
Yeah, but that's a team. Still a team, yeah. Because there were two Pink Ladies.
Right.
and then Jeff.
They were a team in of itself.
Yes, they were pop stars from Japan.
Yeah.
Two young female pop stars from Japan who couldn't speak English. And so they gave them a variety show.
That works. I mean, it's visual.
Yeah. Again, if you know, some of those episodes are out there. If you can find the episode with Jerry Lewis as the special guest, because Jerry Lewis is known for, you know, not being afraid to do really offensive Asian stereotypes. And so he does it on the show. It's ridiculous. So ridiculous. Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble. Ah, yes. They enjoy Winston cigarettes together as well.
They do.
952, the Bickersons. Don Amici and Francis Langford. Have you ever heard the Bickersons?
No, I haven't.
Carl and Lisa play the Bickersons every once in a while. Hysterical. Don Amici, you know, Cocoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He, all they do is, well, they're called the Bickersons. All they do is argue and scream at each other. They're a married couple.
Mm-hmm.
It's very funny. Let's see. 815 area code. You and your dad. Oh.
Oh, look at that.
I don't think of it as a team. That's a solo act. That's my dad.
That's true.
Yeah. Let's see. Susan says Carol Burnett and Tim Conway. Well, yeah, but I would go Harvey Korman, Tim Conway, because they were together. Mm-hmm. A lot, and Tim Conway's job was to make Harvey Korman laugh.
Yeah,
which
it
wasn't
like a very
wasn't very hard.
You could pick and choose out of that whole team.
Yeah, it's true because they were so great together. Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. I like that. Shake and bake,
right.
Baby.
I keep forgetting that.
Yeah, they've been in a lot of movies together. Yeah, they've done a lot of stuff together. So, all right, let's take a break. Esmeralda, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Two for Tuesday. Dan, who's our guest tomorrow?
A person who will spring clean your house and your life.
See that? I need a lot of that.
Woo.
Yeah, it's going to take a lot of effort. See you tomorrow.
See ya.
All right, news is up next.